The Women's Professional Bass Tour has, without question, ran a roller coaster ride. I mean, when you look back at the Bass and Gals and a lot of things that went on, of course, you know, it's been really, really good, and then it was not so good, and now it's getting good again. And with me today is Laura Gober. And Laura, it's getting good for you because you just won a Shreveport event on the WBT, and nice victory for you in a very different fishery than what you're used to.
That's right, Terry. As you know, I come from Georgia. I'm right by Lake Lanier, which is the total opposite of the Red River, to say the least. Lake Lanier is deep and clear, so I'm used to fishing 50 feet for spotted bass, and I go to the Red River with largemouth in 2 foot of water, so not to mention the water clarity. I've learned from this tournament so many lessons. The first is never judge a book by its cover.
You were talking to me before we got on this interview, and you were saying that, you know, even when you went to practice, you looked at it and you go, boy, this is just going to be really tough. I'm out of my element. But we're able to kind of put a pattern together that was something that was unique and different, and went out and actually won this event. And something that, you know, I think it's a good lesson for folks that are out there and they see a body of water that maybe they don't feel comfortable on, but just kind of going out there and getting after it.
I did. I wanted to turn around and go home. That was my first, when I got there, I said, the current was just unbelievable. The water clarity was unbelievable. But I thought, well, I got to go find something I can do, my strength, which was flipping. I started looking for clear water just because of the research I had done before the tournament, and found some clear water. Didn't do me any good, so I said, let's go for something different. Let's go the opposite way as everyone. I went north of the ramp, found myself a couple of holes, that some backwater oxbows that ended up paying off for me.
Man, it paid off in a big way. Now, you know, you look at, your husband also is an avid angler, and you look at, you know, the time that you guys spend together and stuff. Now, tell me a little bit about how you got started in this and how you became a professional, and maybe give the folks here who are listening an opportunity to know a little bit more about you.
Well, I started out fishing couples. My husband, when we started dating, everyone told me, if you don't fish, you might as well not even try to go out with them. And I thought, well, if you can't feed them, join them. We started fishing couples tournament. I loved it. Joined a women's bass club here in Georgia, which I'm currently the president of. I still am somewhat active in it, just to get the women involved in fishing, because I think it is a very important family thing for families to get out there in the outdoors, fish. My husband and I enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie with the ladies. And from there, when they came out with the WBT, I thought, I'm going to go for it. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to fish the very first event out in Louisville, but the regular season started, and I was able to fish last year. This year, my husband was kind enough to let me go part-time, which he has been such a huge support system for me, and here I am.
And you're out there fishing True Tungsten, also a very integral part of your sponsorship group. But when you look back at it now, I mean, the WBT, I mean, it has to be something that you're really enthused about, because I see this thing, you know, and it looked like in the initial days in particular, I was at the Classic when they announced the WBT and some of those kind of things, and it was, man, this is going to take off. And then it kind of hit a lull a little bit, and now it seems to be taking off again. And I think the ladies have really made that happen, you know, the ladies who've had success, the ladies who are constantly fighting for Angler of the Year, that kind of thing. And I think businesses are starting to get an interest in this. Hey, maybe this is a women's sport.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for sponsors to get on board with the Women's Bassmaster Tour, just because it's, one, something different. We see the same faces out there on the men's, and I think there's a different market that the women can focus on and help bring in new customers to these sponsors. I think just with True Tungsten, they have been a huge support of the women's fishing. There's several of the ladies. Sam Martin Wells is on the pro staff of True Tungsten, myself. It's just been great to have them behind us and to put their support behind us.
Well, I think you're right. I think the bottom line, as I hear you reflect on a little bit, is the fact that you guys really have a whole different audience that you can preach to or talk to. And, you know, I think sometimes that's missed. I think, you know, we're always in the endemic world where there's rod and reels and boats and that kind of stuff. But you have a whole different group of categories that the ladies ought to be able to gravitate to and see some people really, you know, get involved from a business standpoint.
That's right. I mean, all the products that we use in the household every day that women are, you know, going to the grocery store, getting those products. I think if we can get some of those folks on board and realize the market that's out there, it would be a tremendous help for their advertising along with the women's fishing.
Well, now that you've, you know, are a champion at WBT event, now don't you make your husband go to the grocery store?
Well, as a matter of fact, I wish I could. I get back and that was the first thing he said. You need to go to the grocery store. So I haven't trained him too well yet.
Well, you know, I found out about men and women. The difference is the women buy what you really should have, and the men buy what they're hungry for at the moment they go to the grocery store. Is that, do you find that true?
Exactly, exactly.
Come home with, you know, some pimento olives or something like that, you know, instead of, you know, something you really should have to eat.
That's right.
Now you've had some success. You know what it's about. I mean, you've been out there fishing for a while. You know, you fished all the things that you've mentioned, but what's the future hold for you?
Well, I can say that I'm going to try to get on some other tours, hopefully starting next year, as well as the women's. I am in full support of the women's tour. I'm very thankful to Bass and ESPN for coming out with the women's tour, again, to get us some exposure that we needed, and that recognition, I guess, would be a great word for the tour, because up until now, we haven't had anything for the women to get out there. It was kind of a lot of the women were going as co-anglers just because of that intimidation factor for them with the men. And I think this women's tour has given us the confidence to get out there and fish with the men, because I know that we have the skills to be able to do that.
Well, there's no question. I mean, a fish does not know if there's a male or female at the other end of the line. And the other thing is I think sometimes women have an advantage because they're not stuck in a rut. And, you know, you guys go out there and you kind of let the water kind of dictate the circumstances of what you're going to do. And I think that's important. And I think folks that recognize that, you know, they can see a lady can do pretty well in this sport.
Exactly. I know from fishing with my husband, he can get real stubborn and stick to, you know, and sometimes you have to do that. But perfect example was this tournament at Red River. I said, I got to go find something different. And a lot of the places that I fished were not on the map. With it being a river system, it changes regularly. And they were dropping water as we were there. It dropped over a foot between official practice and the tournament. And I had to go find locations and, you know, take that extra time and just drive around searching for areas where a lot of times, I know from experience with my husband, not all men, but my husband, he will stick to one thing and maybe not take that extra time. So I think women do have the advantage there.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of funny. You guys fish the Red River, and now next week there's a club championship, world championship for BASS, and, you know, where these guys go down and fish for six boats. And I'm sure you've had the phone ringing off the wall since you've had that opportunity to win down there.
That's right. And it was interesting even there, because a lot of the locals, after the tournament, you know, when I had a couple follow me during the tournament, and after the tournament, they came up and were like, if I hadn't have seen you caught those fish there, I would have never believed it, because, again, everything was focused south. It was just between word of mouth and what's always been done, no one's been willing to take that chance and go find something the other direction, and sometimes you got to do that.
Expanding your horizons is very, very important, and no question you've expanded yours both financially and with the media now, that getting that opportunity to be able to be out there and be a winner. And I can't say enough how neat it is for you, and I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, I appreciate it, Terry.
Well, Laura, I wish you the best of luck. You know, get those sponsors lined up, make sure that they're all paying you a couple $1 million apiece, and then you can do this thing full-time the way you want to, and I think that's wonderful.
That's right. I hope to.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.